Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yockey in Washington. Azerbaijan announces ceasefire in fight with Armenia. Azerbaijan announced a unilateral ceasefire today in the separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh after clashes with Armenian forces left 30 soldiers dead Saturday, and both sides reporting more fighting overnight. The outbreak of violence is the worst in Nagorno-Karabakh since 1994, when Armenia and Azerbaijan ended a war over the territory that is part of Azerbaijan but has been under the control of Armenian forces. Two sides are separated by a demilitarized buffer zone, but each side accuses the other of numerous violations. Flights are set to resume on a limited basis today at the airport in Brussels, where suicide bombers carried out a deadly attack nearly 2 weeks ago. Airport Chief Executive Arnaud Feist has announced temporary repair work and security features will be used as the airport returns to full operation.
In this construction, first 4 lanes, then 8 lanes are installed with metal detectors and X-ray screening equipment to screen all passengers and their luggage. 800 passengers per hour can pass through these lanes.
Three Belgian Airlines flights will leave from the airport today. The airport is calling them symbolic flights, with more to be added in the coming days. Syrian officials say the army has found a mass grave on the northeastern edge of Palmyra after it recaptured the ancient city from Islamic State militants. Authorities say there were at least 40 bodies in the grave, including women and children. Some of the bodies were beheaded, others had been shot. We would like to invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Turkish Coast Guard intercepted more than 60 migrants and refugees in the Aegean Sea as they tried to reach the Greek island of Lesbos Saturday. The group, including Syrians, was transported to a western Turkish town in compliance with an EU-Turkey deal that takes effect on Monday. Meantime, the International Organization for Migration reports a large number of sub-Saharan Africans, mainly from Nigeria, Mali, Gambia, and Senegal, has been arriving in Italy this year. Lisa Schlein reports.
The International Organization for Migration reports at least 170,000 refugees and migrants have crossed the Mediterranean Sea from Turkey into Europe this year. While the numbers heading for Italy from Libya pale in comparison, IOM says they are growing. It says more than 18,000 migrants and refugees have arrived, an increase of more than 8,000 compared to the same period last year. It says 90% of the arrivals are from sub-Saharan Africa. None are from Syria. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is accusing two U.S. presidential candidates of inciting Islamophobia. During Saturday's dedication of a Turkish-funded mosque near Washington, Erdogan said he hopes the facility can help eliminate the intolerance he sees coming from some U.S. presidential candidates. Erdogan did not identify those candidates by name, but Republican frontrunner Donald Trump has called for a temporary ban of all Muslims entering the U.S., and rival Ted Cruz is calling for increased police patrols in Muslim neighborhoods across the country. The former British colony of Australia wants Britain to stay in the European Union. Julie Bishop, Australia's foreign minister, says she told British Prime Minister David Cameron of the Australian position.
Australia believes it would be in our interests if a strong United Kingdom remained a part of the European Union. The EU is a significant trading partner for us. A strong UK as part of the European Union would be in Australia's interests.
Britain holds a referendum on European Union membership on June 23rd. A strong earthquake has struck off the coast of the South Pacific Ocean island nation of Vanuatu, but there are no reports of a tsunami or serious damage. The U.S. Geological Survey says the 6.9 magnitude quake struck today 80 kilometers north of Port Olry, Vanuatu, at a depth of 35 kilometers. The USGS revised the magnitude down from an earlier report of 7.2. Vanuatu sits on what is known as the Ring of Fire. I'm Susan Yockey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.